Full Metal Jackie on the show with us tonight. The one and only Joe Duplantier from Gojira. How are you, Joe?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. So happy to hear your voice. Grammy nominated Gojira, we have to say here. So congratulations.
How? Yeah, I forgot.
You forgot? Did you really forget?
I forgot. No, it's impossible to forget. Like, people remind me that all the time. And even my friends now, they're not regular friends. They're Grammy nominated friends. You know, like, everybody's Grammy nominated around me all of a sudden. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah.
Oh, so you don't have time for us regular people anymore? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I have to think about it, you know. But no, I don't. It, part of me doesn't really care. So yeah, no, it's good. It's been a great trip, this whole Grammy thing. But you know, we play metal. We can't just be chasing a Grammy, you know? We have to go back to our serious matter here.
Well, you're very modest. I think it's a huge deal and well-deserved. You guys have been working for a long, long time, and so I'm really proud of you guys.
So, thank you so much.
The latest album, of course, Magma. Gojira has a ton of touring coming up in the upcoming months, in addition to going on tour with a little band called Metallica later on this summer. I think that's going to be all right. I think that's going to do well. Let's talk about your studio. You built Silver Chord Studio and recorded Magma there, and now it's available for other bands to use, yes?
That's correct, yes. It's a great place. It's a place that we built around that album, that Magma album. We knew the kind of vibe we wanted, the kind of room for drums, because like all musicians in metal know that that's the key really to a good album, is you have the proper room to record drums. So we kind of built the whole studio around that, so it's definitely a rock metal studio. But it has like this 70s vibe and stuff, and I knew from the start that if I was going to do this, I would have to work with other bands sometimes and try to find clients for the studio to be able to pay the rent and stuff. So I'm doing it. It's a bit of a pain. It's difficult because between tours, I have to take care of the studio a lot. But I'm getting to a point where it's really, really cool now. And we have a lounge area. We have two different control rooms, a live room. I have a few people helping me, and it's really cool.
Well, Joe, why is it important for you to open your doors to other musicians?
You know, it's, I think I'm not in it for the money, you know, and I knew that too from the start. Like, okay, this is going to be my business, but it's not going to make me rich, really. It's just a place, a cool place to create, because it's so important, you know. When I was living in France, I had a place, I had such a place. It was my parents' house. It was a big, big house, and we always had our headquarters there and rehearsed and recorded all our stuff there. And when I moved to the States, I didn't have that place anymore, and I really wanted to create, you know, like a new headquarters for my activities. And it's also a great feeling when other bands come in and bring their own vibe and their own, you know, working with other people is super exciting. And I like to stay in touch with other bands too, other realities, and have the opportunity to become a producer too by doing all that.
Full Metal Jackie with Joe Duplantier from Gojira. Here's a tune from their latest album, Magma. This is Stranded. Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Joe Duplantier from Gojira is with us on the show tonight. The latest album from Gojira is called Magma, and it opened the door for Gojira to incorporate different musical ideas and try different techniques. Why was this album the time for you to change the definition of what your band does?
It's something that's a bit hard to define or to explain. It's like when you need to go to the bathroom. It's just time, you know? It's time. You're just going. We never sat down around the table and decided, okay, it's time to do new stuff or to change or to calm down on the music. And it was just like a natural, completely natural, organic thing. And we still, you know, argue a lot in the band, you know, for like, we're trying to, we bring up ideas and sometimes the rest of the band doesn't like him and stuff. So there's always this common ground that we have to find between all of us. And Magma is the common ground between the four of us at that particular time. So that's what it is. It's like being spontaneous, being natural, and trying to find the common ground in the band. And we're lucky enough to have that same desire to be more mellow, I guess, and more melodic too, and more emotional. We've always been very emotional, you know, but this time more than ever.
Joe Duplantia from Gojira with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Up next, music from Sepultura. We'll still be hearing from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. Music from Pantera. It's all on the way. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Joe from Gojira is with us on the show tonight. And Joe, you took chances with Magma, which paid off, of course. The album was very well received. How has that reaction made playing so much of it on tour even more rewarding?
It's so incredible what's happening right now. Like the two last tours we did, the two last headline tours, the one in the States we did in, October, I guess, we're on tour in the States. And the one we just did in Europe were both incredible. We played venues that we played before, opening for bigger bands. And all of a sudden, we are headlining these venues, and more people are into the band. And that's probably thanks to like a few of the songs on Magma, like Stranded and Silvera and Lowlands, even the Shooting Star. They're kind of challenging, but way easier to understand the death metal intense death metal we're playing before that. And I'm really glad it worked out. At first, I was a bit concerned. Part of me was a bit concerned, like, well, our fans are going to be sort of disappointed, you know, because they want that crazy technical energy in your face kind of thing. But at the same time, I was like, if they're disappointed, it doesn't matter. The only thing we have to do is just true to ourselves, you know. And so we were a little tense when it came out, and a few comments were like, oh my God, like usually, you know. But then now something is really taking shape, you know, like we're feeling more and more comfortable with the new songs, and I'm not scared to sing anymore on stage. I go for it. And it's great. It's really great. It's a journey.
Joe Duplantier from Gojira with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Up next, we'll hear from Jamie Josta for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. We'll have music from Dragon Force, New Shattered Sun coming up. So much still on the way, so stick around. Full Metal Jackie with Joe Duplantier of Gojira on the show with us tonight. Gojira lyrics have always reflected spirituality, which isn't the typical message of most metal bands. What makes metal a good vehicle for transcendent ideas?
I don't know. For me, it just makes sense, you know? There's something super free about metal, you know? There's like the whole, you know, gore, satanic imagery that you see in metal a lot of times is, in a way, it's like science fiction, you know? There's this science fiction aspect to metal. The music is really like Back to the Future kind of thing. Like, you know, where like metalheads like to try things that are a bit like alien to more traditional genres. And I think it's, for me, it means also imagination, spirituality, trying to invent worlds through music. And I like all of that. I like the freedom that I feel when I listen to metal. It's something like you could say anything you want. You could swear. You could, you know, talk about the thing or the most horrible thing. There's something that has no limit when you listen to metal. And to me, that's what it does. It's like it makes me want to talk about whatever I want to talk. And spirituality is one. I guess you could do that with any kind of vehicle, you know. It could be through cinema, it could be through different genres of music, but for me it's metal. And there's no rules, you know, really. I love metal, I love talking about spiritual stuff, or so it just, for us, it's how it is.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Hey, coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Gonna get to new music from Shattered Sun next, also Suicidal Tendencies coming up, and more with our guest, the one and only Joe Duplantia from Gojira. It's Full Metal Jackie. Joe Duplantia from Gojira is on the show tonight. And Gojira obviously is going to be touring with Metallica this summer. And that tour is going to introduce Gojira to lots of people who don't know the band. What's the biggest thing you hope people take away from seeing you for the first time?
I hope they will see an original band, you know. I hope they will see something that they never seen before. It could be subtle, you know, and the energy and the... in our sound. I hope they'll take away something cool and original and refreshing, because I know like Metallica drew like a huge crowd. They have the old school metalheads, they have the new fans, and then there's like almost like random people, you know, that don't know anything about metal, but they know Metallica, they know like a few hit songs. And I hope that these people will be like, oh wow, what is this? You know, like maybe they never went to a death metal show or a stoner show, and they just here for the big hits. I hope these people will experience something original. We're not able to bring the full production and all that, so we're a bit limited. So it really comes down to the songs, you know. So we're just going to try to play really well.
Joe Duplantia with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Up next, we're going to be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also going to be checking out a new tune from Darkest Hour, and we'll have more with Joe. It's Full Metal Jackie. Joe from Gojira is on the show tonight. And of course, latest Gojira album is called Magma. Some metal bands change the way people think about metal just by nature of challenging established norms. How do you think Gojira has made people rethink what metal can be?
Maybe first of all, when we what we just talked about, the lyrics, the spiritual aspects and stuff. For example, on the first record, Terra Incognita, there's this song called Love. So I was really young, and I was having this epiphany about life, you know, that, oh my God, you know, it's so important to love the people around us. I had my big hippie moments, you know, there. And but I was still a metalhead, and I was trying to combine that. And I think that could be one of the aspects that people rethink all the cliches, you know, about metal when they listen to our bands, because that song was called Love, and it's still called Love, and we still play that song, which is a little weird for a metal band, you know? Usually, we would, you know, a metal song would be called, like, a Bleeding to Death or that kind of stuff, and that song was really a reflection about the power of love, not in a cheesy way, not in a romantic way, but in a universal, biological, spiritual way.
Full Metal Jackie, Joe from Gojira with us. If you haven't already done so, pick up the latest album, Magma, or if you have, pick it up again, right?
Do it.
And see Gojira out on tour later on in the summer. Gojira is going to be out with Metallica, and it looks like you got just a lot of touring, you know, for most of the year this year, Joe?
Yes. Yes, it's going to be intense. It's going to be intense. My wife isn't too happy about it. But, you know, she understands. We're so excited. We're so excited. It started in the most awesome way, this whole album cycle. And I'm really looking forward to the rest of the tour. It's going to be great.
Awesome. Well, I wish you the best of luck. And always a pleasure. I'm so happy with how great things are going for you guys. You guys deserve it.
Great. Thank you so much for your support, and you're very pro, I gotta say. I told you that already. You're such a pro. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. It's Full Metal Jackie, And we've got more metal on the way.